This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already 30 seconds into the second hour of this 2nd of June 2003 worldwide edition. Already into the 6th month of this year, my friends, as time's flying by us, the New World Order is metastasizing like the cancer it is. Going to take a bunch of calls now, and then I'm going to get back into the news. Coming up, more on the horror at POW sex abuse pictures. They're not only hanging the POWs by forklifts from their arms, like the Nazis and North Vietnamese and communist Russians did. Now they're sexually abusing them on tape, just like the UN's been doing. A lot of these are hardened troops from UN operations of child torture and kidnapping. And by the way, in the America Destroyed by Design, made in 97, we have pictures of UN forces burning small children over open fires. Some of the photos posted in AFP, International Photographs, I could not put in my video because they frankly are snuff film, even though they are public. I didn't want to take the risk of them doing other things to children. We do show them murdering children, though, with their beaten to death, with their teeth knocked out and eyes gouged out. We do show you that, some quick snapshots of that. Take Police State 3, total enslavement. I did use the British media photos of them eating babies, the communist Chinese, but we don't show too much of it. Only stuff that's already been in mainstream news. Frankly, though, this is just out of control. I haven't seen these photos because they won't release them. It's all over the British news. Not much in our news about it. 4 snaps of the British trooper's film roll show 25 exposures shocked the mother. 1 apparently taken in a warehouse has shown a man stripping at least 2 and suspended high in the air by a rope attached to one of the forks of a forklift truck. And another picture showed a pair of, it goes on. With them, with the Iraqi men naked, posing in sexual positions. It shows the sicko that did it. I'll tell you more about this. But this is just out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Out of control. Let's go ahead and talk to Curtis in Louisiana. Curtis, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Just trying to expose the evil of these people.
Okay, well, the first thing I wanted to say is, about this North Korea thing, you know, they say that North Korea wants one-on-one talks with Washington, and Washington saying that they'll only accept the multi-level. Why won't they, you know, at least see what they have to say one-on-one if they really want peace and don't want to, you know, have to go in?
Well, again, first Rumsfeld arms them with the nuke reactors on the board of ABB, doing that deal with Herr Clinton. So now they've escalated the crisis, and then Rumsfeld, a couple months ago, on purpose, leaks his dossier that he wants to invade in October with a preemptive strike on North Korea. I'm no fan of Kim Jong-il. Talk about a demonic creature. Again, he does all the same thing the globalists do, and more. But they want to get North Korea to attack North Korea or South Korea or to attack us.
Yeah.
Imagine the radical reengineering of society that will come if North Korea nukes an American city.
Yeah, I guess so. And they say that they have them pointed at us anyway.
Absolutely, sir. This is the reality of what the globalists are all about. And notice, just like they create Saddam, they arm Kim Jong-il. They always arm the enemy. They perfect the communist Chinese missiles. They can hit the whole U.S. I mean, they give them the MIRV technology, so multiple warheads can be in those missiles.
Exactly, and now that you mention Saddam, brings it to my second thing. I was watching the little thing that they were showing about the war and different stuff that they have, and they were saying that their intelligence, they weren't really getting much, and they admitted that they didn't have him, and I guess he's still around.
But, and you know, so is Bin Laden. They tell us just forget about Bin Laden. Thanks for the call, Curtis. good points. Jacob and Leslie and Mike and Lisa and many others, your calls are up next when we get back. Stay with us.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today, so call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, joining us on the show, we're going to have a organization on that's very upset about the plans to irradiate the school lunch meats. Now, this means they can feed rotten food to your children. That's what it means. They can take stuff that already had the bacteria growing on it, irradiate it, and sell it to your children so they'll eat dead bacteria and the toxins in the bacteria. And the schools will cover it up. And this is just one more example. Of course, it destroys the food value of it, and it'll take the money, the massive money, off the school lunch program and help build the infrastructure for the irradiation centers all over the country to do it to the general public's food supply. So this, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Let's go ahead and take a call. Jacob in Florida. Jacob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Alex. Glad to pick you up today. Most of what I know about Eric, I learned on Bo's talk program. And
about Eric. Who's Eric?
Eric, the one they caught, you know, they apprehended.
Oh, I haven't mentioned that, of course. Well, I did mention last hour briefly they caught Rudolph, and I don't believe for a minute that the guy actually did it because of the M.O. surrounding it and the past activities. Now, the FBI tried to frame two other people, one of them Richard Jewell.
Right, exactly. What I picked up on another program was that the type of explosive that I guess it was Richard Jewell found in this trash can was some kind of real rare, very rare explosive that was only available to, you know, the military.
And yeah, that's we've done. In fact, I should go back and do shows on this and have the guest on. This has actually been in news articles, but it never gets out nationally. A rare type of plastic explosive found, and witnesses saw a well-known BATF agent leaving a satchel a minute before the bomb went off, and so a good security guard helps the case, and so they go after him to destroy his character and then drop that like a hot potato. They tried to blame somebody else, and then, oh, it's this Christian pro-life guy. It's all him.
Yeah, it seems like if the investigation, some of them might have been getting too warm to the truth, so they had to invent some boogeyman.
Yeah, only FBI guys aren't bad. It's the higher-ups, and this is how they... Well, it's like the government saying now that the most weaponized anthrax ever seen, they say the machines to make it cost like $100 million, the smallest particles known, coated individually in bentonite, a U.S. government weapons patented system that no one else has, and now they're claiming that a bucket in Maryland that they found in a river or in this in this lake, in a pond, this bucket, it was all made in a bucket.
Yeah,
and it just so happens the White House... The cabinet was on Cipro September 10th, 4 weeks before the anthrax showed up in Boca Raton, Florida.
At one time, Bo was talking about a defense fund for Eric, if you know, at one time, you know. And I don't know where that's going right now, but I would like to, you know, I mean, I'd like to see Jerry Spence or somebody, you know, really jump into this.
Well, here's the problem. Number one, Eric Rudolph is now in their custody. They admit that they, quote, tortured terrorist suspects. So we can't believe any confession that ever comes out of his mouth. Okay?
Yeah.
And we have the U.S. government plan, Northwoods, that calls for bombing with plastic explosives. It says plastic bombs in the article. Committing sniper attacks and blaming it on patsies. It describes how to frame patsies. So we have a government plan that says they want to carry out terror to get control, and how to frame patsies that calls for plastic bombs, sniper attacks, the list goes on and on. Then it all happens and aids the government. So, again, we have an illegitimate government. We have an FBI crime lab caught planting evidence hundreds of times. The former head of it quitting and admitting this, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, who we've interviewed twice. So we can't believe anything that comes out of their mouths. They say they torture. We have plans where they call for it. We have a track record. We have a corrupt crime lab. What do you say to that?
Well, I think once these people go on the run for a while, because they don't think they're going to get be treated fairly, they just try to they got a whole list of things when they're not around to defend themselves.
And they've been demonizing him for 5 years. They've had $1 million reward out for him, but the people in North Carolina wouldn't help him. Turn down the $1 million. What does that say?
Well, one thing. You know, have you ever gone to a post office and looked for his poster? I haven't. I mean, you know, there might be some out there.
Oh, they're there in North Carolina.
They are?
They set up checkpoints. We have photos, articles where they set up military outfits with landing bases on top hills with special forces troops. Oh, yeah. They use it as an excuse to take over that whole area.
Let's see. At one time, Bo was had, you know, the idea of a defense fund if he was...
Well, deal with bug rights, so...
No. Well, I know he's made some blunders, but I still, you know...
Blunders?
Yeah, he's made some mistakes, probably, but...
Well, I mean, sir, he got on CNN and... Remember the pipe bomber? Remember the guy who was bombing the smiley face in the Midwest?
He's kind of rash sometimes.
Well, hold on, sir. Sir.
Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks for the call, Jacob. Look, I'm not going to say anything, but remember the pipe bomber in the Midwest? It was bombing a smiley face. A listener called in and said, that looks like a smiley face from that movie Fight Club, you know, where they bomb smiley faces. And said, I bet it's a liberal. And from all the M.O., it did sound like something. And it was some young punk kid from the Minnesota University bombing a smiley face. And you know what? The listener was right. So we bring all these minds together here on this show. I didn't think of it. The listener did. And said it looks like a smiley face. It was part of the smiley face. The two eyes, half the mouth. He said, looks like a smiley face. And it turned out he bombed and it was a smiley face. Turned out it was a liberal punk rock pothead. Well, Bo got on national TV on CNN, looked at a script and said, these paranoid shortwave right-wing listeners, that's probably who's behind it. They've got to be stopped. Now, that's right out of the ADL line, so that's it for Bo. And then I got him up, and he wasn't apologetic about it on the show, and I don't want to get off into this discussion. One of the few people I've actually gotten mad at, because I supported Bo with his legal defense fund, was nice to him, friendly to him, and he really saw his colors when he did that. I don't want to get into it. I shouldn't have ever even gone after him. It just made me really mad, and I did it. Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, and God bless you.
How you doing?
I just want to say thank you for following God's mandate to all of us to expose the truth.
Expose the works of darkness, yes.
And also, there's another part of that, and that is that if we see evil and we don't expose evil, then we're in trouble.
Jesus said that we are doubly damned.
That's right.
He said that we are in worse shape than the perpetrators.
Than the perpetrators, that's right. And I thank you so much for being aware of that and for you know carrying that message forth to the
well, hey, I mean people say you've got all this courage to fight them. Folks, the Bible says fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, that means fear of the devil is the beginning of idiocy. So, I mean, I'm a lot more afraid of God and his laws, and you reap what you sow, than I am of the devil and his two-bit scum.
Listen, I've got some good news for you this morning.
Okay.
I heard that Arizona is, I don't know whether this is official yet or not, but at least it's under consideration of withdrawing from this color code warning system that the federal government came up with because they said that it's...
No, that's true. I've got the AP article on that. I need to get to some of the news so I can cover that. Yeah,
right.
They're coming out with their own currency, their own silver currency, and they had a bill that almost passed 2 years ago. I had the state rep on. She did it because she saw Police State 2000. A listener gave it to her. We found that out on the air. To pull out of the union if, quote, martial law is declared or they begin gun confiscation. Well, we don't need a violent revolution. We need to peaceably withdraw a confederation of states and reform the United States because the United States is gone since 1913, War Powers Act 33, National Security Act 47, Homeland Security Act 2002. That's not an official government. That is totally bankrupt and private. We've got to have states secede, reform, maybe the original 13 colonies, start like that, get 13 states to do it.
I can tell you, as having taught history for many, many years, that here in eastern Tennessee, and I've actually seen the textbooks, Alex, the history books that they're using here in eastern Tennessee ignore the first 169 years of history of this country, and they actually begin at the end of the Second World War, which is that much more reason for homeschooling. Can you
imagine absolutely.
That?
And those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it.
They certainly are. They certainly are. Well, listen, God bless. Keep up the good work. Oh, and as far as I just wanted to make one last comment about the difficulty with transporting fireworks. Since when did you ever know a congressman or a senator that was smart enough to know the difference between a firecracker and a stick of dynamite?
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Yes, for those that don't know, when I grew up, the big hobby with my dad, other than boating, water skiing and stuff, and camping, was Estes rockets from the time I was a little bitty. And we would buy the rockets, put them together, you know, a little rocket engine. They're sold in all the stores, or they were. We'd go out to the soccer field or the baseball diamond when nobody was there and shoot the rockets off for hours. I even got race cars and cut the backs out and put rocket engines in them, and it was really fun. We'd go up on the cul-de-sac where there were no cars and, you know, create a dragster that would shoot down the road. And that is, Estes may have to shut down now, they've said. They can't ship it through the mail, Homeland Security. And it's just a teeny little, you know, 2-inch, 3-inch, some cases half-inch, little rocket engines. Same thing as in the back of the little rocket you buy at the fireworks stand. And that's shutting down, and they had a bill this year in Texas. They're trying to pass it to ban fireworks in Texas, but the feds are saying you can't transport fireworks, so you may not have your fireworks this 4th of July. But don't worry, there'll be lots of plastic Chinese flags. Lots of those, and the border will stay wide open with 18-wheelers busting open full of dead illegals. And when cops catch them at checkpoints where they're giving you tickets and searching your car, the illegals will be ordered to be released as they are by the federal government. So celebrate that.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. Now what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back. Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063. Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-888-887-2063.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populist assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We have Tom Taylor joining us in the next segment, just for about a 10-minute interview from the Organic Consumers Association, to talk about the irradiation of the food, starting with your school children. They start the thumb scanning for the school lunches with your kids. They start the irradiation. They start the semi-forced inoculations. They start the barbed wire fences, the ID cards. They start telling them there is no Second Amendment. They've got your kids, as they brag they do. Better wake up to that. Lisa in Michigan, then Chris, Richard, and others. Lisa, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great. I wanted to call about these supposed trailers that they found over there in Iraq that are supposed to be for biologicals. And I wondered if anybody else was paying attention when they got those troops in there kicking stuff around, no gloves, no chemical suits, saying, oh, yeah, this was a biological lab.
Let me stop you. That's like when the UN inspectors said, oh, we found some 5-foot rockets, and it shows the UN guy unscrew the tip and stick his nose in it.
Now, believe me,
if that's sarin nerve gas or VX, you don't unscrew the tip and stick your nose in it.
Right. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I'm saying, no, there's just no way that this could be true, but all these people are like, oh, yeah, we found it. Also, here in Michigan, when somebody applies for social services, one of the things on there that you have to sign for is that if your children are not up to date on vaccinations, they penalize you $25 a month. And even if you say it's against my religion or whatever, it's still $25 a month. They penalize you, and you have to sign a form.
That's how they're going to do it. They're going to blow up the economy where we all have to go on welfare, just like Argentina, and then, oh, you don't have to do this, but no money if you don't.
Yeah, well, my niece tried to do that, and she said she wouldn't sign the paper, and they refused to help her altogether.
Well, your niece should move in with you, get together, work as communities. You don't need their help.
Hold on.
Every family that puts their kids in Head Start, Head Start for your kid, we want to help, gets 3 CPS visits a year, and a large portion of those kids are seized.
Right.
Do not do that either. Go ahead.
Right. My son, who's now 20, when he was 3 years old, had a seizure from having one of these vaccinations, so I quit. None of the other kids ever got any of these vaccinations. Well, all through school, I had to sign special papers saying it was against my religion to do this. Well, now, if you try doing that, CPS shows up at your door and tries to take your kids, saying that you're not giving them medical care.
When it is not the law, you have to take it. You don't talk to them. You sue them for discrimination against your religious beliefs. You also have all the medical evidence of how dangerous it is. But this is the new world. This is the type of world we're entering. I appreciate your call, Lisa. Let's talk to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi.
Hello.
It's actually Canada, not California.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I said something interesting. I had a couple things. The first thing was our national news show is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Yes.
CBC, and the other day they had a special on exposing secret societies, right? So I was listening, and they had this guy on who said he was going to expose the Bohemian Club. So I had just seen a little bit on the website, Infowars.com, about it, and so I was listening, and then he came on, and all he said the exact same thing. He sounded like a White House spokesperson. All he said was, you know, they invited me down there in the spring, and they showed me everything, and, you know, it's really funny. We have the richest white guys in the world here come together, and they just act like a bunch of frat boys in their sophomore year.
They don't meet in the spring. They meet July 15th.
Yeah, no, he was saying they invited him down before they meet, just to show him around.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so he was just saying how, you know, it was nothing. It was just a big old frat boy party, and now this guy, I think is Harry Shearer or something, he said he was going to make a movie called Teddy Bear's Picnic.
He did make it, and the movie has character that's supposedly me, and we're the danger. The guys that sneak in, the right-wingers that sneak in are the danger, and Harry Shearer is, of course, the voice of The Simpsons. He's in a bunch of movies, and the guy has attacked me on international television in these documentaries, and yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Now, Harry Shearer says he's been there when it's going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. That's what he said on British television. It's now aired here 15 times on Trio Network.
That might be true. I don't know. And then another thing, I said a question from a friend of mine. He was saying that, like, let's say we do, you know, we fight the good fight and there is, like, a revolution happening. Don't you think we'll need a political leader for the revolution? Or what do you think
need local leaders that have a track record of fighting corruption who will follow a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, a Magna Carta in your case, and that's what we need is enforcement of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Okay? We need education of the people, and we're not revolutionaries, we're restorationists. You want your Magna Carta back from 1214. We want our Bill of Rights back from 1789, our Declaration of Independence from 1776. Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call from Canada. Richard and others, you'll need to hold about 10, 15 minutes because I got a guest coming up, then we'll get back to your calls, and I'm going to then blitzkrieg through some of the news as well before this hour ends. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer, the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight with a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central Standard Time as well. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, and infowars.com. Schools get irradiated beef, parents get a note at home. It's from Scripps Howard News Service, another one here. USDA releases guidelines for use of irradiated meat in school lunches, authorizing that. It's horrible. It can literally feed you rotten meat now, folks. It has bacterial growth. It can kill it. You're still eating the toxins. Destroys the nutritional value, the ring structures, the cofactors, the vital enzymes that are in the meat. Now they're putting in thumb scanners for your kids to get school lunches, training them for that cashless society, so might as well send the bag lunch, folks. Got to do it or get them out of these systems. We're about to go to Tom Taylor, field organizer for the Organic Consumers Association. The way to go is organic, ladies and gentlemen, and to keep the government out of the organic movement, which they're trying to destroy. Before we go to Tom Taylor, I just want to say that I hope you'll all support the show by spreading the word about the broadcast, whether you listen on AM or FM dial in your area, global shortwave, or the internet, or satellite. And I hope that you'll get my award-winning videos that unlock minds, that free minds. My newest film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is now out. And it is a tour de force, 2 hours, 37 minutes. I suggest you watch it in 3 50-minute blocks. I suggest that you make copies of it for nonprofit educational, not for sale purposes, that you get my video, that you make copies. It's waking up 90% of those that see the films. Now, if you haven't seen 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, about who really carried out September 11th and what they're setting up, if you haven't seen part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed, if you haven't read my book, 9-1-1, Descent into Tyranny, you need to get them. The videos are all over 2 hours long. If you order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece from $25.95. That's a substantial discount, and you support the broadcast. So you can get a discount, and you support the broadcast, and you can make copies of the films, because I want you to have an effect, to air them on Access Television, in the grassroots, with the alternative media. It's having a massive effect. Keep it up. We've got to expose who the real terrorists are here. And that's the military-industrial complex. You must see the Northwoods document in 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, the public U.S. government plan to carry out terror attacks for a police state that poses our saviors and set up a nightmare system. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the online secure shopping cart. Order the videos or my book or my T-shirts. Make copies of the films. Get them out to people now. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, now going to our guest, Tom Taylor. Tom, I really appreciate you coming on. Your organization's website is one of the better ones and is quite large, organicconsumers.com.
.org.
.org. And the Organic Consumers Association, we do have a link to Organic consumers.org, on InfoWars.com. Tell us about your organization, what we're facing with the irradiated food in the schools, and what this means.
All right. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure. The Organic Consumers Association was founded in 1997 over the first rules that were rolled out by the U.S. government over the then impending new national organic food standards. The first proposed rules said that irradiated food could be labeled as organic. Food grown with produced with genetic engineering could be labeled as organic. Food grown with municipal sewer sludge applied as fertilizer could be labeled as organic. This is, this has no moral authority for one thing, and also it doesn't even fit the spirit of organics that most organic consumers have been supporting religiously for about 30 years. We were formed over the need to generate comment. Over 300,000 comments were generated, the most for any public comment period, and that was our founding moment. Our national director is a man named Ronnie Cummins. Irradiated food, we've seen there's no question that there's a problem in our meat industry right now. But the way the beef industry is approaching this is they're trying to solve the symptom and not the problem. The problem is filthy meat. It's how it's slaughtered. It's the packing plants. We need to slow those lines down. There's current movement to privatize the meat inspectors. It'll be like letting the fox guard the hen house. And the decision last week by the USDA to open the door further to serve irradiated meat in the public school systems is it's morally corrupt and wrong to treat our children as guinea pigs this way. In Minnesota, this is where I live, there's been three school districts that were targeted to pave the way for this. They were going through an education and assessment program through Freedom of Information Act searches. I got a hold of what that educational material is, and it's all PR for the industry, for SureBeam, the company that makes the food irradiator, as well as for the filthy meat industry. But all is not lost. Your listeners should know that the USDA has assured everybody that the ultimate decision will be made at the local level if local school districts will be ordering irradiated meat.
But let me stop you.
Yes, sir.
The problem is that we have the lobbyists at the state and federal level. We have the feds on a host of issues. Mm-hmm. As the schools, obviously as testing grounds, and I'm not trying to do this as a cliche, Hitler said you get the schools, you got it all because you got the kids. They take thumb scanners. Hundreds, well, now it's thousands of school districts making kids thumb scan to get their school lunches, putting them into a database. The government says if you want school lunch program money, you're going to have to put these systems in. I had the president of the school board in Akron on how the feds are trying to force them to do this. So it's the same thing with this. And as you said, the curriculum is how wonderful big government is, I guess, how wonderful irradiated food is, something that makes conservatives mad, how evil guns are. Instead of it being education, it's different forms of government propaganda for the industries that are out there. So you say a ray of sunshine, maybe if parents get involved, but I'm already seeing irradiated food on store shelves with microscopic labels on the back, even if they're there. We know it's going into the fast food chains. We know the restaurants are buying it. And for those that don't know, They do have filthy meat. There's bacteria growing all over it. It's hanging in there. People aren't wearing the proper equipment. It's dirty. It's filthy. I have family that's worked in these places. There's no reason to do this. If we set good standards, the industry will have to hire more people. It'll only add a few cents per pound of the meat. It'll hire more Americans. But instead, they're cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting. And we're getting more E. coli. We're getting more food poisoning, and now when they irradiate it, just kills the bacteria, but now you're eating lousy meat with dead bacteria all over it, full of the toxins that are still inside the bacteria.
That's right, and it also depletes the nutritional value in the meat. It creates particles that have never before existed, so how the our safety experts can say, oh, this is safe to eat when they're particles that have never existed before is beyond me.
Have you heard about the test where dogs won't eat, in many cases, irradiated meat?
Yes, sir.
Pigs won't eat genetically engineered corn in
some
cases.
Right. If offered a choice, if they've given two buckets of the corn, they won't eat it. But getting back to the irradiated meat, this is, you know, it's fecal matter, it's pus, it's tumors on the meat. And with the privatization of the industry, they're going to let this go forward. This is there's no secret that this is to take the liability off the corporations, off the big meat corporations. Millions of pounds of ground beef were called out of a plant out of Colorado last year, enough to feed a quarter pound hamburger to every citizen in the U.S. Now, if this had been done by a alleged terrorist, people would be screaming bloody murder.
But under the new Homeland Security rules, food packing, farming, nuclear power plants, chemical plants don't have to release information in lawsuits. It gives them more liability protection.
That's right. And this, you know, this, but when this goes forward, just as business as usual, you know, it's another oops factor, if you will.
Well, for those that don't know, who haven't seen videotape of slaughterhouses, and I eat meat, but very little now because it's so contaminated, and the mad cow and the rest of it in Canada, and believe me, it's here. And my family raises cows, by the way, in East Texas. That's what our family's been doing since 1830 here. But you got to know that this is ruining the entire industry because this crisis is being hidden and festering so long, like a boil, pun intended, until the whole industry is going to collapse through this if we don't get a containment of this now. And for those that haven't seen video of the slaughterhouses, I mean, all the chunks and guts and all that is just swept into big vats, ground up, put into your chilies, put into your hot dogs. The beef itself, the big chunks are beginning rancid. I don't think people understand what this means.
It's quite appalling. If people knew, you know, everybody seems to think, oh, well, the FDA is looking after it. They're not going to let anything like this happen.
Tyson Chicken had 1,300 violations at one plant.
That's right.
In 1997, and Clinton said nothing could happen, and they went ahead and shipped that chicken to you.
That's right. And, you know, we're seeing, you know, I mean, who's stirring the drink in Washington? Well, it's the corporations. I mean, Clinton's the transition chief for his team was Vernon Jordan. Vernon Jordan was a head attorney for the Monsanto Corporation, who is in charge of producing most of the genetically engineered food that we're being shoved down our throat.
Tom Taylor, there was a big CEO, I forget the name, I had the article like a year ago, who said that we're going to go ahead and get genetically engineered systems into all the crops, then you won't have a choice. Do you know who made that quote?
I believe it was Robert Shapiro from Monsanto.
Yeah, that was it. And I had the article, AP story. I mean, when they're arrogantly admitting they're engaging in bio-warfare against us to take over the biosphere, why aren't more environmentalists concerned about this? Instead, they're off on land-grabbing issues.
Yep. Well, this is a huge issue. I'm sure you probably know that last week it was announced that the U.S. government is going to file a WTO lawsuit against the European Union over their moratorium of genetically engineered food.
And that's because their farmers are going nuts when they try to push it, and that's because of the grassroots.
That's right. And, you know, when farmers buy genetically engineered seed, they do not own the seed. They're leasing the intellectual property right of what that crop has been genetically engineered to do.
And Monsanto's been caught planting genetically engineered crops in key growth belts, then claiming they own the crops when they find it in the crop when the people didn't want it in the first place.
And you know, there was this past fall, South Africa was given corn food aid from the U.S., and it was genetically engineered. They refused it. And one of the reasons they refused it is that they grow corn in South Africa, and they ship that corn to Europe. Europe will not buy genetically engineered corn. And it is, you know, it is a way to, it's a backdoor attempt by Monsanto to contaminate their corn supply.
And we've got Shapiro saying this, so what about, you know, I know the courts are on their side, but what about suing them? Because we've certainly got racketeering here with their own arrogant statements.
That's right. You know, the technology agreements that farmers must sign before they plant this stuff actually says if you are going to sue, you have to sue in district court in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri is
where Monsanto is based.
hometown of Monsanto.
Where they've got the judges in their hip pocket.
Well, I would imagine that, too. One good thing, Alex, that has happened, there was a farmer, a canola or rapeseed grower in Canada named Percy Schmeiser.
Had him on many times.
Okay. And he lost his lawsuit. But the Canadian Supreme Court just announced about two, three weeks ago that they are going to hear his appeal.
Well, it was also like the Alamo, watching what they did to him. He had his receipts that he bought his seed, that he developed his own seed.
Yep.
They found one or two plants out of tens of thousands, sued him, tried to take his land. You hear the stories how they make old farmers have heart attacks threatening them, how they have the Mounties working for them.
That's right.
How they got FBI working for them in South and North Dakota. Now, these people are incredible.
Yep. And there's no mistake about it. The biotech industry, Monsanto, Adventus, they're all saying this is to feed the world. This is not to feed the world. This is to take over control of our food supply.
Well, they've already said with the water. They're grabbing all the water supplies now.
Yep, privatization.
So irradiating the food, they always do it to our kids first. Remember the school lunch program, talking about the government not can't be trusted to certify food, and much it's even worse to have private people doing it. Remember when Clinton ordered all those raspberries and strawberries from Mexico sprayed in human fecal matter? And it had the hepatitis on it, and all the kids got hepatitis on the West Coast?
No, I'm not sure about that.
That was in 96.
Okay.
Yeah. 96. That's the type of... They feed the worst trash to our kids.
Oh, that's right. How we treat our elderly and our kids, this is... It's just wrong. And here in Minneapolis, we've approached the Minneapolis Public School District about trying to redirect what we're serving our kids to a more sustainable, organic approach. But it's really like trying to turn around the Titanic. The Minneapolis Public School System gets 7 cents a day from the U.S. government to feed those kids. And so they are forced to accept this commodity crap.
Well, why not have it, the feds take a dollar, send 30 cents back, with strings attached. Why not keep our money at the states?
Well, there's a good thing there.
Well, I think that if you're going to have school lunches, it should be organic, and parents shouldn't put up with this.
No.
And people knew what was in the non-organic food. I mean, corn with salmon genes, tomatoes with grasshopper genes. Now they got the goats that are part spider.
That's right. It's, you know, where is this going to stop? I mean, one thing that's beginning to happen, Monsanto has applied for the growing of genetically engineered wheat in the U.S. and Canada.
Did you hear about Protegene in Texas with the HIV virus in the corn?
Yes.
Now, folks, 96 locations, HIV-producing corn spread into soybean fields.
That's right.
That should be top story. The average person has no idea about that.
Yep, there was 500,000 bushels contaminated in Nebraska that were dumped into an elevator from Protegene. There were 115 acres of corn in Iowa that had to be burned on the stalk because of cross-contamination.
And you know their pollen by that time had already hit other fields.
Well, you would think so. It's you know.
Are they trying to create a giant meltdown so then the government comes in with them and takes everything over and makes the big farms like armored camps with their people guarding them and go, oh, this is to save us from the plague?
I think it's just raw greed. I don't think they're looking past their next stock reporting time.
But they want to take over the human and the animal and plant development chain to own it. Stay there. One more segment with you. I want to give out your website, how folks can get involved, talk more about the irradiation. Then I'll get the calls and all the news I haven't covered, folks. I promise. Just stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Thank you. Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The corporations are not free market. They control the government as their tool of force. They're taking over the country. You've got to buy organic food. You've got to take the time to go to the shops that have it, the meats, the vegetables, the fruits, the canned goods, to support real farmers and real communities. It's happening from Texas to Kansas to New York. They're getting into co-ops. They're making more money. They're delivering tastier food. For an organic carrot, folks, tastes 10 times better than one of the trashy, dirty ones you get from the government-run corporate farms where they've got nothing but illegals working at them and basically slave conditions. You've got to do this. This is how we fight them. And you got to demand your school not irradiate. And they won't tell you, by the way. They'll just start buying irradiated food. How do people do that? Where do they check that? Tom Taylor, field organizer for the Organic Consumers Association, and tell them about the website as well.
We have the most extensive website on organic, sustainable, and safe food in the world, definitely in the nation. The URL is www.organicconsumers.org. On the right-hand side of the page, there's a link that says Join the Action Network. I urge you, all your listeners, to go there and click on that and give us their name and email so we can keep them abreast of when they can weigh in and let people know. On the left-hand side, there's subject matters, genetically engineered food, organic food. Irradiation is the third link if they want to learn more about what's happening in the irradiation food industry. And I can't urge your listeners enough to call their local school district and tell them they do not want our children to be treated as guinea pigs.
Well, you got to tell them that if they don't notify them before a change, you're going to find out and you're going to sue them.
That's right.
Because you'll never know that your kid's eating a chicken fried steak that was irradiated and has absolutely no food value.
That's right. You know, they're going to be, and they're spinning this, the beef industry is spinning this as a value-added product. This is costing our schools that are so short of money more.
Well, I pointed out that this is also going to be the seed money to develop irradiation systems everywhere. This is also going to be used to help them build their infrastructure, correct?
It will be. Right now, they're using electron beam accelerator. It's like a linear accelerator to radiate the food. If this gets into full swing, they're going to be trafficking in spent fuel from nuclear reactors. This is a horrible accident waiting to happen.
It's unbelievable, folks, and you better get involved. You need to Go to the website, organicconsumers.org, and get involved in this fight. This is something that conservatives and liberals should agree upon.
That's right. Everybody eats.
Everybody eats. Absolutely. I appreciate you joining us, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and keep the faith.
You bet. And if you're not ranting and raving about this subject, you're crazy. Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's put him on hold. Let's get him to turn that radio off so we don't hear the delayed show. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the air.
Well, I had a couple of questions for you. Before the Battle of New Orleans, there was a peace treaty signed, and I'd like to know where I can find the text of that treaty. Is it possible?
You're talking about Andrew Jackson fighting the British?
Yeah, there was a peace treaty signed before the battle, and it was signed somewhere over in France.
Yeah, that should be available at your law library. I don't have the particulars.
I can't even find the name of it anymore. I remember when I was in school, I was told the name of the treaty. It was signed somewhere in France. Maybe it was the Treaty of Paris or something.
I believe that's it. I believe it's the second Treaty of Paris. I'm going from memory. I may be wrong.
But I sure would like to read it because it contains something about the instruments for ratification for the original 13th Amendment. Didn't it?
About titles and nobility? I know they did that, but I don't know if that was the treaty. You caught me unawares here. Do you want to hold over and ask more questions?
I've got another question.
Okay,
on building
stay there,
codes.
Richard. Stay there. We'll get your question already in the third hour. And yes, it'll be a news information call blitz hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide